Stimming on the day, Sif Lamed Zayin, the second half. Rasha Lasais, Miklaf, Omeol, Sholim. It could be made from the hide of a fetus. I mentioned before, the klaf and the rewrite are very often made from that. Easier to work with. That's the klaf that we write on. But even the leather that's used to make the batik could also be from Sholim, from the fetus. So Shem Ubud Lishmoy, Eichet Esh Pasvel, the batin has to be processed with Lishmoy, which Bru says it has to be Lishem, the batin. If you did it only for the Ritzuis, that's not enough. Because the Tusha of the batin is a higher level Tusha than the Tusha of the Ritzuis. Now, Rosh of the Shulchan Aruch is only if you can, then you should do the evil of the processing the Lishmoy. Because the Ram Paskin is that the height of the batin does not need Ibud Lishmoy. And he doesn't need Ibud Bachlal. If he doesn't need Ibud at all, then shows that he needs Lishmoy. Maisa, most of the Paskin Paskin, that you do need Ibud Lishmoy. So the bottom line is if you have no option, then you can't be there and rely on. If one has only two, there was the Bachman would make Shabbat Lishmoy, there's a discussion in the Paskin whether you can make a brach on it, since it is Machlok, it's a Paskin. They have today, there's a different presses to make the tefillin to be exactly square. So the question is, if you needed the Shmo, does that help the Shmo using the lecture thing? So the Zalman held that since you have to position the bias in the press in the proper fashion, that's considered to get you involved in it. Also, that's enough for this thing. As long as you do the Shmo, even though you're using the machine to help you, making it perfectly square, so.